producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fasinelli and Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is here. We discuss the issues of the day, have some fun with some things. Matter of fact, we started something new on the program called What's Cooking? It's not a new concept. What do you mean, no, I didn't? Yes, I did.
We did not start a new thing on the program
yes,
called
we
What's
did.
Cooking.
Yes, we did. We started something called What's Cooking.
What's
not
cooking.
What's Cooking.
What's Cooking.
What's Cooking is different. That's on the CRN cable network that Jennifer runs with her father. But on this program, Jennifer is doing something called What's Cooking. And we missed a story. If you'd like to, you can go to the Tuesday hour. That would be hour four, probably hour three. I don't know, let me think. Hour four.
Download them all.
Download them all. All right, so anyway, we missed something, Jennifer. The chef at a Vermont hotel, this is especially for you and for Roberta, they have a new special on the menu called Wild About Vermont. And they're serving up in their special all month long black bear, beaver, muskrat, and general roadkill. That's what they're serving at this hotel. The chef is Doug Payne. The Hotel Vermont says that they'll start this weekend with meat donated by Vermont hunters and fishermen, as well as roadkill gathered by the Department of Fish and Wildlife. He said the idea is to get people connected to their local food sources, but also to show the traditions of Vermont. So apparently the tradition in Vermont is to eat roadkill. And I knew that Roberta, who's big on that, would be excited about it, because she has never seen something off the road that she wouldn't eat.
Don't 75 if it's dinner.
The meal at this hotel costs $75, so it's not cheap. And they're using some of the money to help conservation efforts at Lake Champlain. Unusual animals include moose, beaver, the aforementioned black bear, and whatever is killed on the roadways. Now, it's coming from the Fish and Wildlife Department. I can't imagine as much fish on the road getting killed.
They oversee all the hunting.
They do, right, okay. The fellow whose director said, so you can choose what you want. We're not going to force anybody to eat muskrat if they don't like it. I've never eaten muskrat. Roberta probably has. What does muskrat taste like?
No, I've never eaten muskrat.
Never eaten muskrat?
Nope. Mm.
Jennifer, have you ever eaten muskrat?
Can't say I have.
No. What happened to Jennifer? Where's she gone?
Jennifer's silent. Jennifer.
She's gone?
Oh, I've been talking to you this whole time, and I have my mic down.
Gosh. Oh, good, Jennifer. That's right.
You're a radio professional.
Mm-hmm. I had never had muskrat.
No, roadkill. And this was all, I was doing an extension of What's Cooking. And this could have been something you, actually, I would think you would bring this to your father on the CRN What's Cooking program. Bring him.
So.
You
could
probably do an interview. I'm sure Mike Horn has done a roadkill segment. There's no way that he hasn't.
Really?
I'm pretty sure no.
Really?
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
He's too straight. Nah.
He's not that straight, but he wouldn't do roadkill.
Really? Well, he should invite Roberta to come on, and she could talk about all the roadkill.
Do some roadkill pairing.
Restaurants.
My neighbor is a hunter.
Recipes. Yeah.
And he has a dog that he takes hunting with him. Mm-hmm. And he has a rule. When the dog is, because our house is back up to the woods.
Right.
And when the dog goes chasing a rabbit or a squirrel, he has a rule. Whatever it catches, I must eat.
Really?
Because it would be a shame for the hunting dog to go catch some game. game and it to go to waste. So the other day, I'm sitting in his garage, and he opens a freezer, and he's got like three squirrels in his freezer.
Ah. Oh, dear.
And he's like, yep, going to skin them up, cook them. I was like, tastes like chicken? And he's like, pretty much.
Wow.
But he eats everything. And then, Doug, remember about 10 or 12 years ago, we had a guest on.
Of course I do.
Where these guys took meat. They had a cookbook, and they taught you how to put meat in tinfoil, put that tinfoil on your engine of your car, and how long you needed to drive before that meat would be cooked.
I remember that, yes. What kind of, that book was called
Car Cooking or Carbecue or something like that.
Terrible. Yeah.
So you Barbecue.
You wrap the steak in tinfoil, you put it on your air cleaner or your manifold, and you drive for 22 minutes, and it's done medium well.
22 minutes, and we'll give you the world.
Right.
Right. Or something cooking in your car. All right, so here, let's see if this doesn't go a long way toward exciting people.
I'm going to try that, by the way.
The story at DougStefan.com about this woman in Alabama who woke up in her neighborhood after there were floods, recent rains. The front yard netted a shark for her. Whitney Constantine said the floodwaters last week in the driveway of her mobile home were knee-deep. She woke up and looked outside and saw a shark carcass in her front yard. You can see the picture at DougStefan.com. So all of this rain, but this is inland, boys and girls. Alabama, there are no sharks in the waters of Alabama. No sharks. But I wonder how this has become a delicacy, hasn't it? The shark, you can find shark.
They've actually put restrictions on shark fishing. Yeah. Because, because people are cutting their fins off. They're doing all kinds of terrible stuff.
Yeah, right. But I think it is supposed to be, I've never tasted it. At least I don't know that they have, But I think it's supposed to be some kind of a delicacy, shark. But now, the thing comes, I never really understood.
It's like chicken.
Help me understand why you can't.
It tastes like swordfish. It's a meaty fish.
Most of the time, when you you get roadkill or something like this that hasn't been bled,
see, that's the
they
thing.
Say you're not supposed
to
eat it.
Yeah, you have to eat it.
Not to mention things have been picking at it for the previous day or two.
Yeah, right.
Maggot.
Crows. The name of the book.
Right.
The name of the book. Name of the book is Manifold Destiny.
Manifold Destiny.
That is the name of the book.
Go buy it.
All right, 14 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. May I speak with you for a moment or two on your heart health?
Yes,
no.
Please.
I would like to do that. You don't want me to talk to you about it?
Actually,
Jennifer?
I do. I'm ready.
Okay, well, maybe you can turn your microphone back down again. And then,
no.
And then nobody will remember that you're there.
No, Dougie.
The number of people in our country who will die today because of cardiovascular disease, 2,200. 2,200 people will die in the United States of America because they have a cardiovascular problem that mostly starts with high blood pressure. High blood pressure is the killer. And it starts because your arteries and veins are constricted. You may have plaque in them. You may, just because you get old, sometimes the arteries and the veins constrict. So if you would like to alleviate that problem or keep you from becoming a statistic like those 2,200 other people, perhaps you could be well served by taking heed of the information that we have about high blood pressure and how to alleviate it. Thanks to our friends at Neogenis Labs, who have created Neo 40 capsules and Super Beets. Super Beets. It's a nutritional gold mine full of antioxidants and electrolytes, all kinds of nitrates that help your muscles use oxygen more efficiently. Opens up your arteries, gets the blood moving, and because of that, it decreases your blood pressure. So this is either a way to keep your blood pressure where it is if it's healthy, or to get it down to where it needs to be if it's not good and healthy. You will love doing something good for your circulation, which then is good for your heart, good for all of the organs in your body, your muscles, your brain, everything. And it's amazing because it's sort of a two-step, two-tier process. First of all, you order two boxes of Neo 40, and you take the Neo 40 every morning when you wake up. Instead of having a cup of coffee or whatever else you take to stimulate yourself in the morning, kind of giving yourself an awakened shock. Let's go. I got to get myself going. You take one of these capsules that melts in your mouth, absorbs quickly into your system, and gives you the energy that we need because we start our work on this program early in the morning. So we all need it to sound like we're kind of with it. And then during the course of the day, you may have a lot of activity early in the morning, mid-morning, late morning, and then you have lunch and you slow down again. So, this is the fix to the problem. Take a teaspoon of Super Beats, put it in a glass of water, drink it, and you'll enjoy energy and you'll be able to focus, concentrate for the rest of the day. So, two things together. Call 800-655-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com and get the benefit of the Neo 40. Here's the deal. You can buy two boxes of Neo 40 at the regular price. With that, they will send you a 30-day supply of Super Beats. They'll send you the book, which explains how nitric oxide works, some saliva testing strips, so you know how much nitric oxide is in your system, free shipping as well. All of this, remember, Neo 40 and Super Beats together, tested, patented, approved, and we all tell you they work. 800-655-4183 or order online at DougLikesBeats.com. But the fastest way, maybe you got a question or two, talk to somebody on the other end of the line at 800-655-4183.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
This is a Multiview special report brought to you by Bank of America. Women small business owners are prioritizing their businesses, customers, and employees over themselves. According to Bank of America's Small Business Owner Report, 23% of women have never given themselves a raise, despite more than half working 50 hours or more a week. The sacrifices being made don't stop at raises. At least 27% have delayed or foregone compensation for as long as 2 weeks, and 37% have charged work-related expenses to their personal credit cards to cover the cost of doing business. Jill Calabrese Bain, Bank of America Small Business Executive.
While both men and women business owners are making substantial sacrifices in their personal lives for the sake of their businesses, many women-owned businesses are recognizing the need to reward themselves in both their professional and personal lives for their hard work and commitment to their businesses, employees, and customers.
For more information and to view the 2015 Small Business Owner Report, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
More than 70 million Americans have a hard time falling asleep. Are you one of them? A lack of sleep can hurt your mental performance. It can affect your mood. It can even make it harder to manage your weight. Don't let occasional sleepless nights ruin your days. Try Somnipure, a safe premium formula that delivers better sleep than you thought possible. Today, listeners of this station can try a free bottle of Somnipure. Pay only shipping and handling. For details, call 1-800-937-7983. Somnipure has key ingredients clinically shown to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up refreshed without grogginess. Somnipure is the only sleep aid with this specific blend of ingredients. Listeners of this station can try a free bottle, but don't wait. This free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983.
So, The United States government says, up yours to the Chinese. We're going to keep patrolling the South China Sea.
Good.
They're going to, if there's disputed territory, they're going to go at least twice a year. No, I'm sorry, twice a quarter, twice every 3 months around these islands, any or all of them as they want to. And you can't stop us. Nah, 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 nah. Leave me alone.
Oh, take that.
20, talk blah. Oh, 21
after. Around this island.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In the world of music, have a list of husband and wife teams, starting with Sonny Bono and Cher Bono, who had fabulous success together as singers and television presenters. Unfortunately, they didn't have the same success in their private lives, but I think it got her started. And I don't know, when he died, did she get any of his money, or she has the royalties anyway?
No, he was married to
somebody else at the time.
She was in the Congress. She took over his seat.
Right.
I can't remember what
and then
name.
She dated some other congressman after he died. I forget what that was all
right.
About. But anyway, it gets us off of the focus of husband
when he
and
died,
wife.
She showed that she still had great love for him because she was very visibly and
Cher.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, you could see that there was. That happens a lot with couples like that. All right, let's see. So there's Sonny and Cher, then there's Carly Simon and James Taylor. Matter of fact, this is the anniversary of them being married, 1972, November 72. At the time, they were said to be the highest paid couple in the world, next to Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. They lasted together about 10 or 11 years, but they were making lots of dough. Good for them. The Captain and Tennille made a lot of dough when they had their hits and their television show. Now, they just got divorced, I think, a few months ago, didn't they?
Yeah, recently.
Yeah. Was it one of them was gay? Do I remember that?
That I don't remember. But she would be a good byline right there.
One of them's gay. Not sure which one. Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady.
Husband and wife singing successfully.
Anyway.
That's a great man.
Would you have my
you're right.
Baby.
Good song.
If you were a carpenter and I were
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
It's your love.
What does this do for you, Jen Jen?
Everything.
Really?
Yeah, I love Tim and Faith.
Wasn't she married to somebody else?
She was a long time ago. She was married to somebody, but...
They weren't dating while she was...
No. They met on tour, actually.
Was his opening act. Oh, really?
Yamanga.
All right. Let's see. Beyonce and Jay-Z, husband and wife, singing couple, have been very successful as well. You do good. Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey, husband and wife, singing to you. She was more successful, though, than he was, wasn't she?
He was in 98 Degrees, but she just became a mogul. I mean, she became, you know, she has brands and purses. And
but he's doing okay. Doesn't he do television hosting work? And
but you know what he's going to do? Today's, you know, it's election time in Ohio, and he owns pot farms in Ohio.
Huh. Pot farms. Gonna sell. Oh, really? Marijuana. Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. What a great song. This is My God. Richie Klein. Crank it up. They're still together?
You would have to look. I can't remember.
I believe they are. I think they are really still together. So that's good. We've got a pretty good batting average. At least half of these people are still together.
What do you want?
That's a national average, right? About half the people that get married get divorced.
Right.
So
here's one more for you.
Hi, Kirby. What are you doing here? Fancy meeting you.
Miss Piggy and Kermit.
Very nice, Richie. Thank you.
Oh, I love that cold.
That is a good tune. 28 after on Good Day.
It's cold outside. This evening
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-291-1899. Again, that's 800-291-1899. 800-291-1899. 800-291-1899.
Now at Estee Lauder, get your perfect shade of Double Wear makeup to try for 10 days free. You'll discover why Double Wear is our number one foundation. Millions of women love it for the 15-hour wear and how comfortable it feels. Double Wear makes flawless easy. Available in 30 shades for all skin tones, including your perfect match, guaranteed. Visit the Estee Lauder counter today. Plus, earn 10 times the Plenty Points with every Double Wear foundation purchase. Now through November 30th, only at Macy's.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane, but the problem with that if you need to be on the move is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Fascinelli and Rich McFadden. There's a new app that I thought you might be interested in. Matter of fact, we have the story at DougStephan.com. It is called Duolingo. It's a...
Say what?
Language learning app, Duolingo.
I like it.
The convergence of a crowdfund, Richie. Somebody decided to come up with, well, they had the idea. They didn't know how to finance making it happen, so they started crowdfunding. I really like crowdfunding. I think it's a fantastic way for businesses to get help from people who kind of understand. You got to have good social media skills, however, in order to make it work. However, this fellow had... the idea of being able to show you, the name was Louis Von Ahn, it's a language learning app in essence, translating English into other languages and vice versa. So he got money from a crowdfund, and now this thing is working far better than he ever expected. 100,000 new users a day are signing up for Duolingo, which, according to the website, gamifies language learning. This is a smartphone app, company headquartered in Pittsburgh. They are offering now an English proficiency test. My daughter actually talked to me about this. And there are, you pay $20 for it. And it establishes all kinds of connections. It's a four-year-old app, and you know, in essence, what happens is you sign up for it, and bingo, bango, you use the technology, and hello, You learn a language. There certainly are a lot of people that will take advantage of this. What do you mean by what?
I have Google Translate on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I'm in Colombia, I can say something like, let's just try it. Good morning and welcome to the Good Day Show.
Buenos días y bienvenidos a la Buen Espectáculo Días.
I like it.
And you're just talking to it.
That is
and it
very cool.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just an app.
So Duolingo is no big deal, is he?
Google Translate. I think what they've done with this is they've made it a game, so it's a little bit more engaging and interactive.
Right. Yep.
But if you're stuck and you're traveling somewhere, that Google Translate app. I speak Spanish, un poquito, and I can get by. But when you get stuck, I pull this thing out.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it works.
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, it works very well.
Hmm. Huh. All right, so I didn't know there was another one of those, but then I'm not exactly the first guy on the block that's going to have all the new tools.
Well, I think what this guy's done is tried to make it more of a game and interactive and engaging so that it kind of keeps your interest so that you're constantly learning.
All right, thieves in the news.
Thieves in the news.
What'd you do now?
Jeez.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
What is that all about?
Meredith
that
called.
Was him
you stole her heart.
I hope so. She sure stole mine. No, that isn't
aww.
What we're stealing, Richie. This is a... last week, I don't think we gave due time to this. There was a story about a 95-year-old woman who was heisting jewelry. Did you see that?
Yeah.
She had been a thief all of her life.
Yeah, and they've done like HBO documentaries on her.
Yeah. And she still is stealing. She's still out and about in 95, and she apparently gets away with it, although why would we know about her if she was getting away with it would be my question under the circumstances. But
Doris Payne.
Yes.
She's 83 years old.
Oh, I thought she was 95.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, no,
there was another one. Wasn't there a 95-year-old? There were two of them.
She's 83. Doris Payne.
All right.
Is the one you're talking about.
Yeah. And then there's the story about these dumb thieves. A Florida couple have been apparently stealing jewelry and art for quite a long time. They go to Palm Beach. They go up to Jupiter. They go down to Boca. And they've been making a trail around Florida. And so in this circumstance, they went into an art gallery and they stole some jewelry and some other objects of art. What do they call it? En français, objets d'art. How do they do that, Pierre?
Yeah, whatever you say.
All right, anyway. So the guest book in front of this gallery, the couple left.
They didn't sign it.
Yes, they did.
After they stole all
after
that stuff?
After they stole the jewelry, on their way out, they signed.
They signed the guest book.
Good Lord. Jeez. Come on.
That's awesome.
Come on, guys.
I'd like to know what they said in it.
Do you always sign the guest book? When you go to a hotel, for example, or you go to some place that has a guest book, Roberta, do you
usually
always?
Weddings and funerals,
yeah,
right?
Usually, yes. Yeah,
weddings,
usually
funerals,
I do.
That kind of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I usually do.
Mm-hmm. You, Jennifer?
Definitely, yeah.
Hmm. How about you, Richie?
And
do you leave a comment? You can sign, that's one thing, but do you leave a comment?
It depends on the event.
Really?
Weddings, good luck, best wishes, you know, something generic like that. Mm-hmm. Funerals, what are you going to write?
Good luck.
Adios.
Have a nice life.
Yeah, adios. Adios.
Have a good trip. Yeah. We were in we went to a place in, where were we, down the Cape a couple of weeks ago. Very nice. And we left a nice little note. And Meredith has beautiful penmanship. And so she says, I create the message and she writes it. And so we said it was very nice. The ambiance was very warm and the food was good. And it was just kind of a place that you feel good. So you also feel good about leaving a nice message for them, I think. There are a couple that was both Irish, and they come over here, and this is what they wanted to do. They were involved in the hospitality business in Ireland, and they wanted to come to America. So they bought this bed and breakfast, and they've turned it around, and they did a nice job. So why not pay attention? Why not leave them something good as a result of your stay? Yeah, you can say, well, I paid for it. Isn't that enough? Why not leave a place with people feeling good? I think it goes for almost everything, and I'm guilty of not having done enough of this in my life, but now because I have a focus of, you know, okay, always Meredith always wants people to think the highest and best. So you leave them something that is, or a little gift or something that just makes it feel that you're a little above the average. You're going to go out of your way to say thank you. And that's really all it is. Is it good manners? Yeah, in a manner of speaking, I suppose it is. But it's just carrying one. It's just, if you try, wouldn't the world be a better place if we all tried to just make everybody else feel better about themselves? Some people have it in their system to do it, and some people don't.
I like to do that.
Yeah, of course you do, and you're very good at it. And Roberta, despite all of her bluster and huffing and puffing, is very good at making people feel. She never forgets birthdays and anniversaries and Christmas and that sort of thing. And that takes a special person to remember all of those things. Mm. So, my address is 10... Well, you already have my address.
Speaking of birthday.
Yeah.
We got one coming up here.
We do?
Coming.
Really? We did have a birthday.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. All right, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, 41 past the hour. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
I'm Joe Mantegna, Forest Service member. Coming home and transitioning back to civilian life is a happy time, reuniting with loved ones. But it can also be a time that presents brand new challenges, especially when it comes to finding a job that will enable them to support their spouses and families. If you're a small or large business employer, there are lots of great reasons for you to consider hiring a veteran. The same discipline, confidence, and skills that they honed in the military stay with them for life, and they can put those skills into practice in their workplace. American veterans bring great value to the businesses and companies that hire them. That's why the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes is urging employers and businesses everywhere to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's the greatest way that you can show your appreciation for the service that they provided to protect us and our freedom. To learn more, call 1-888-44-SALUTE or visit saluteheroes.org.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheet. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
45 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day Program with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden. The news from Australia. I'm sure that a lot of people have been wondering why we haven't paid any attention to Australia. So here is the big news from Australia. The school system there is making sunglasses compulsory for pupils. There was a time when wearing sunglasses was seen as
pupils, sunglasses,
cool for school.
I see.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, this is aimed at protecting eyes from the sun's dangerous ultraviolet rays, which seem to be getting stronger, so they think, in Australia. Is that the case? Do we think that that's happening in America, too? How many people wear... Do you wear sunglasses, Richie? How much do you wear?
All the time.
Do you?
Yes.
Out and about?
Yes.
I don't remember seeing you in them, but I don't... We and I haven't...
All the time.
...actually driven or spent much time outside. Jen, you wear sunglasses much?
Yes, all the time. My grandfather has macular degeneration, and I have...
driving.
And I'm genetically predisposed, so...
Really?
Yeah, so I always wear them.
All right. Roberta, you wear sunglasses?
All the time.
Hmm.
All the time.
Huh.
And in fact, I've learned that sunglasses, the amount that you pay is inversely proportional to how quickly you lose them.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. The more you pay, the quicker you lose them. You go to the dollar store to buy the dollar sunglasses. You leave them somewhere and somebody runs after you. Miss, you forgot your sunglasses.
Right. Richie just made a comment. It's interesting because I used to not wear them at all. And then I wore them all the time. Every time I get into the truck or the car, I would put sunglasses on and wear them no matter what. Now, of late, I haven't been wearing them as much. I don't wear them in the truck much. And the car that I drive, most of the time...
Hello.
Telephone.
Doug Stevens, good day.
Who is it?
See who it is.
Hello.
I'm in the middle of a great story. And
I know.
You're real by telephone.
Doug Stevens, good day. This is Janice. Do you want to speak with Dougie? Okay, one moment, please. Dougie, you have a phone call on line one.
And who's speaking?
Me.
Uh-huh. Okay, where was I going with... What was I talking about?
Sunglasses.
I don't remember.
You know what the best time... When's the last time you heard a phone ring like that?
Like that, I know.
75.
Believe it or not, that's my husband's cell phone.
Oh, perfect.
Doug, does that phone just happen to be, by chance, avocado colored?
All right,
everybody, what's your phone ring? What's your phone?
I don't ever have mine on. Mine vibrates and goes ding every once in a while.
Oh, really?
Where's the phone ring here on this?
You don't do your phone thing?
That annoys me.
I don't remember.
I have the standard, whatever the standard Apple ring is.
I have different rings for different people. Or I shouldn't say.
Oh, yeah,
I have one different ring for one person and the rest of... There are a couple of different ones I have for Joe and
That's
Meredith.
That's awfully technologically advanced for you.
I didn't really set them. They did.
No.
So actually, Meredith did. I didn't set any of them. Here's new rule from Washington and New York. But also, I noticed this has started in Sacramento, Jennifer. Loud people asleep... If you're on the bus or a train in Sacramento County, the new rules approved by transportation officials this week ban smelly riders, people who are sleeping, or people who are just noisy.
Good.
The proposal came as Sacramento enjoys a building boom downtown. That was the last time I was in Sacramento.
Smelly riders.
3 or 4 years ago. What a delightful downtown. They have a lot of old, very classy, it's a great old west feel to a lot of Sacramento, from what I remember a couple of years ago. But anyway, the fellow who is in charge of the transit district said that as more people move into our area, they are finding it offensive. They've expanded their network of buses and trains and stuff, public transportation. So now they don't want anybody that is not clean. So if you smell, you'll be asked to get off of the rail cars or the buses. If you snore, if you fall asleep and you snore, you'll be asked to get off the bus. And let's see, what's the other problem? Oh, if you just are making a lot of noise on the bus, you'll be... What was the story about Chris Christie last week? He was riding the quiet car. And
he was in the quiet car on the train.
It'll never happen. They don't have anybody to enforce it.
Well, they'd have to have somebody on every... They have to have a human being on every car. Unless some, the age of video that we're in, Richie, someone might take a video and, it's not beyond the possibilities that there's going to be some... entity or bureau in town hall that says, okay, if you have somebody who's offensive, send us a photo or a video, and through facial recognition, we'll find out who they are, and we'll send them a fine. I don't think that's too far-fetched. Do you? Under the circumstances?
Yes.
You think it's far-fetched?
If you have a license plate attached to your butt, I could see them being able to do that. Otherwise,
no, but now with facial recognition, there are all kinds of things that we can do. You don't believe that's true? I'm watching too much Person of Interest.
Well, there's a story we just saw on the news the other day where the guy who sat right next to a guy who looks exactly like him on an airplane.
Right.
Like they could have been separated twins.
Mm-hmm.
So, no.
No.
They're going to tattoo numbers on our foreheads, then they'll do that.
Ah, great. I don't want one on
personal
my phone.
ID.
All right. It's 51 after on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
About 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I have the privilege of serving with Greg Stebbin now from Men's Health Magazine. He's the technology editor. I happened to be in an office, a doctor's office yesterday, and I picked up a copy of Men's Health Magazine. Saw the story of the sort of man of the year, a firefighter from someplace who fits into the category of what it takes to be man of the year from men's health point of view. Look pretty healthy. Look like a guy that was focused on being healthy, and that's not just your physical well-being. There's a whole bunch of stuff that goes with it. And so I think it's a good connection to have because there's such a varied amount of interest that is served by men's health, including technology. And Greg sees to it that the information that's there is as updated as possible, as he does here most every day. I'm happy to have him along. We'll talk about the Google X situation. Actually, there are a number of things that have befuddled me with my own technology. I think I told you, you weren't on Friday. On Friday, all of my entire computer complex that I have in my studio in Santa Monica was melted, done, finished, cooked.
Oh, nice.
So I have the people that monitor I have the same people doing my technology repair. They do it remotely. And so the fellow who takes care of it went in there and he cleaned up everything and it was working marvelously, better than I can remember working for a long time. And so I come home, turn on all of my stuff here, and nothing works on the farm in the studio here. So I just want to with the technology. Anyway, I guess we all face that from time to time. Maybe it's just that I'm a magnet for that sort of stuff.
Maybe you have magnets in your body that are connecting with these signals.
Wow, I never thought about that.
It's a conspiracy.
It may be. All right, let's focus on wireless carriers for a moment. Not all wireless carriers actually are built equally. T-Mobile, the Un-carrier, is at it again with the idea that you, not the carrier, should be able to have coverage where you want and need it most. Here's some information on that to think about from Brian Osich.
T-Mobile built up their national 4G LTE coverage and are now going even further with the new 4G LTE cell spot, giving customers the ability to use their devices even where there is no wireless signal. T-Mobile CEO John Ledger.
When unveiling the first 4G LTE cell spot, your very own mini tower, it creates a beautiful 4G LTE signal that stretches for 3,000 square feet. All you need is power and an internet connection wherever T-Mobile has spectrum. And these days, that's nearly every mile of the U.S.
T-Mobile also announced they now cover 300 million Americans with their 4G LTE network. The 4G LTE cell spot builds on that coverage.
It's totally free to Simple Choice customers. Just a $25 deposit, and any person, family, or business can walk out with their own tower. We put the power in your hands.
For more, go to T-Mobile.com. That's Technology Now from T-Mobile.
At TIAA CREP, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
All right, so here's this Smart Sheriff, a South Korean-developed app that is aimed at keeping children safe from online pornography and other problems that you get by being on in the cyberspace, as it will. Sloppy security put the personal details of hundreds of thousands of children at risk, so the whole thing blew up in their face. But isn't this a good idea in and of itself? Somebody's got to be able to come up with an app like this that will be clean. Greg, wouldn't you think?
No.
No.
Do I think it's a great idea? Yes. Do I think it's easy or even possible to do effectively? I'm not sure. I mean, one of the most effective apps for protecting kids from things like online predators and online pornography is a parent.
Oh, my God. Imagine.
I mean, and I don't mean to be cynical about it, but if you put all your trust in an app, first of all, who made the app? You want to go see who made the app. How often are they updating the app? How well are they securing your information? And it's never going to be 100% safe. So you may be actually weakening your protection on your child by depending on an app simply because now you think it's taken care of and it really isn't. But if you're talking with your children and monitoring your children and doing things like that, that can be much more effective. There are tools you can use to block things, but they will never be 100%.
Effective. Wow. Gee, thank you for that information. I was hoping you had some magic. Obviously.
Yeah, well, a lot of people want magic, and there's no magic. Stuff that mostly works.
Greg Stebbin works all the time when he's here on Good Day.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.